Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Oh, it was so good. It was all so good for the Bears this past Sunday as the Bears beat the Cowboys 31-14. As we welcome you back to the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern, the place is starting to fill up, getting ready for Nico Horner, who will be here live with us at noon. Jed Hoyer scheduled to join us here live at 1:25. It is the Raheemi, Harris, and Grody show with Matt Spiegel today. A little bit of a show swap. Layla Raheemi will be on the afternoon show today.
A host swap.
A host swap.
The show swap Thursday because it's a full-on show swap. So host swap, and we've established we can't do a wife swap, but as the texter suggests, a pet swap.
Oh, man.
Would you be willing to offer Dave the cat?
I don't know. For which animal? Yeah, for whose animal? I don't want a dog.
It's got to be a lower maintenance animal, doesn't it?
There's a reason I have a cat.
Right.
Very, very low maintenance.
A goldfish.
Cats sleep 19 hours a day. I only have to do so little with my cat. So I would require a pet that only requires about 4 to 5 hours of maintenance throughout the day, and that includes hanging out.
I think we're this awkward, though, because like I don't think Lawrence has a pet. And I'm the only, I don't have a pet,
I
do have a wife. So then we're talking about a wife for pets.
I can throw in a plant.
Oh, yeah. So a plant?
Plant, yeah.
I'll do a plant swap with you.
The last time I took care of somebody's plant, the plant died. I didn't do a good job.
That's not
I wouldn't
good.
Trust
apparently
you.
There's something called overwatering plants.
You thought you were doing a good job, right?
I thought so. Yeah, I was like, I looked at the plant. Looks like it wanted a little bit more water. I was like, look, I'm the substitute teacher. I am going to give you more water than your owner gives you.
You're like the grandparent who shows up and like
exactly.
gives the kid all the candy.
Right. I was just dumping pitchers of water, apparently.
You flooded the plant?
I have come to know
that
is not something that you, because apparently the dirt will move up and start to slide off.
Hey, do you guys think that Ben Johnson is flooding Caleb Williams with water?
Yes. Huh? Fire hose.
See that segue right there?
He's flooding the zone. Again, shout out to everybody who's out here. Shout out to our friends at Verizon. We just met Teresa, who actually goes by Mother Teresa. So really good to see her out here. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. So let me take you through my psychological evolution here with Caleb Williams and the performance that was had. The Caleb Williams, 19 of 28 for 298 yards and 4 touchdowns. We all saw it. It was awesome. Hit many, many receivers. It was a beautiful thing. It's the way you want a Bears offense to look. So did all that, did the post game, went on Fox 32 on Sunday night with Lawrence Holmes, was part of the crew, and he was smart enough to put the little caveat in, let's keep in mind that this was a bad Dallas defense. And plenty of people have said that. Guess what? At that moment, I did not want to hear that at all. So I put that away on Bears Victory Monday.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear any of the caveat. Last night, I got about 12 hours of good sleep. My rational mind.
12 hours?
Yeah. I didn't
That's
feel
amazing.
Well early, and I went to bed, and so I feel good. I feel energized now. But then you start to let it sink in, and you remember past false starts that Bears quarterbacks have had. And I'll just take you through what's at the top of my mind. There was the Jacksonville game last year where Caleb Williams had four touchdowns and one interception. He was terrific, and a lot of us were saying, well, we know one thing. The Bears have their quarterback. There he is. Bye week, L10. You lose the rest of your games throughout that season. In 2023, the year 2023, Justin Fields, do you guys remember? I think it was a Thursday night game. At Washington, Justin Fields, four touchdown passes. I think DJ Moore had a huge game. A 40-20 unexpected victory.
Yeah.
It was crazy because it was one of those deluxe, like, Bears surprises. A lot of us thought, okay, that's what it can look like with Justin Fields. Obviously, it didn't end up looking like that with Justin Fields. And one more example, and maybe there are other examples, but the last one would be the famous Mitch Trubisky game in 2018 at Soldier Field.
Tampa
Bay did not have a secondary. I don't even know if they had enough players in their secondary. But Mitch threw six touchdowns. I bought it. You know why? Because I badly wanted to buy it. But they all turned out to be false starts. Is my worry warranted that this could just be the latest false start for the Chicago Bears?
I think that possibility always exists when you don't have a track record of doing things consistently. And let's be honest, with this team, no one's been consistent enough to say they have a track record. Ben Johnson's a brand new head coach. He just got his first ever win as a head coach. I think what you have to focus on is, are you liking what you're seeing in terms of the process? And Ben Johnson explained it to us. This is what it's going to look like. It's going to take a long time. The team that plays in December is going to be very different from the team that plays in September, and steps will be made. It won't all be linear, but Caleb Williams, what he's shown you, and this is what you got to lean into, Mark, when you say, are we there?
Lean back.
We're not there yet, but remember what you saw early in training camp when Caleb was indeed trying to drink out of a fire hose. And remember what you saw on Sunday where he looked like a guy who had command of the pocket, command of everything pre-snap, because it's like, if you can't get your cadence down, you can't get to the line of scrimmage in time, it's not going to matter. The special doesn't even get to come on display. I think, yes, this could be a false start, but things, as far as Ben Johnson has turned them, have gone exactly as he told us they would go for the offense anyway. Defense is another story, speaks.
Yeah, oh yeah. Now, let's just focus the conversation on the offense, because I think that's what Grody's dealing with and what he's thinking about.
I am dealing with that.
Yeah, you're dealing with it. I feel like this is kind of a backdrop to a lot of sports conversations, but really a lot of Bears conversations that I've been a part of for a long, long time. You're dealing with the organization versus the team.
The now.
And the organizational cynicism, the learned cynicism, or even learned skepticism.
Healthy skepticism, by the way.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it's healthy because of the organization itself.
Okay.
But hold on.
Let me make the point, okay? Because, like, I really do believe that for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and a lot of these other weapons and now the system that they're in, you just watched your third data point total, okay? You just watched your third game. That's all you've watched. Like, that thing against Jacksonville last year, when he's sort of chaotically trying to hold together whatever Shane Waldron crap that he's trying to hold together, and he's being more like himself in college and trying to find that, it is completely void of the kind of useful structure he needs to be a great NFL quarterback. Like, at the Mitch thing, that is Matt Nagy and a one-system guy and a different quarterback who's – Mitch is not as talented as Caleb. He's not.
I agree.
He doesn't have the potential. Justin Fields does not have the potential that Caleb does. But none of them, anyway, had a coach married to him as good and modern and ready as Ben Johnson. You gotta, I think, for the sake of your own well-being and logically for the perspective that can help you the most, divorce yourself from that stuff. You just watched your third data point. Now, don't jump out. This is what I'm doing. I can't put my head way out over my skis. I'm pumping my own brakes. You know what I mean? I'm not going to run with that from Sunday and be like, they got it. They figured it out. I'm back in. All right. Woohoo. I'm not running all the way there, but damn, that was fun. I'm letting myself enjoy it. And then I'm seeing, can they build on that? Can they do that against a better defense? Can they do that on the road? I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Oh, but just look in this microcosm. Try to divorce yourself from the historical skepticism if you can.
I will. I will try to do that. And part of
it's hard, though, right?
Part of why I'm not married is I don't like divorce. You know what I mean? I don't believe in it.
Okay, that's fair. Nobody likes a breakup. Yeah. Breakups are bad.
You don't go into the marriage.
Yeah, you can't go into the marriage thinking about the breakup.
Being with the fear of divorce.
I'd like to tell young people, look, if it doesn't work out, you can always get divorced. Like when they're getting married. You know what I mean?
What I tell young people is
that's
a
little speech I like to
just
give.
Like you have insurance for your house and your car, you should get a prenup because you need insurance for your marriage, because you don't know what's around the corner.
Is my marriage going to survive working with you two today?
Yeah, it will.
We want Prasad. Okay. You need to have.
She's coming later. But, like, you're already thinking about the divorce.
I am thinking
you
about
You are.
Well, no, but you're right. I should divorce myself from history. Unfortunately, I've seen way too, like I always say, and I know it's a good thing. You know, I've been conscious of Bears games since 1982. I don't know that I've missed a Bears game. I probably have somewhere along the line where I had to miss a quarter or there was a wedding or something while we're talking about that, but I've seen a lot. I've been through all the regimes. Here's the good part. Here is the part that you're pulling out of me in terms of the positivity. Yeah. And I'm not saying that I don't think Caleb can. It's just the stuff that went through my head after I had way too much sleep. It's good to know.
REM 6 over here.
Again, too much sleep is not good either. It's good to know that it is possible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like we saw what Ben Johnson ideally would like to do in a game. Maybe not ideally because he doesn't exactly have the running game humming the way he wants to.
Oh, man, I think we saw some visions of the ideal. That 19-play drive, the variety on it and the way that he ran it, I mean, like that gives you a little glimpse. But he doesn't have the horses to really do it. He doesn't have the backs to really do it. But Marshall, you feel me on this just being the beginning and, like, being able to see the goodness and just kind of calmly enjoy it and hope that it continues?
I'm completely in lockstep with you because of what Ben Johnson told us, because of his resume, his track record as a play caller. We knew he'd have a few bumps in the road as a first-time head coach, so I was always willing to give him the grace to figure things out with Caleb Williams. My question has always been, Caleb Williams, he is special. Can he do the ordinary, though? I know he can put the cape on and come out of the phone booth and take off, but can he just do the pedestrian things? Can he avoid, you know, throwing the dirt balls? We talk about Caleb Williams and where we are and where Grody's mindset is here on Rahimi, Grody, and Harris with Matt Spiegel in for Layla.
Good luck with the quick reset today.
Well, no. And if you're looking for Layla, tough. She'll be on with Lawrence Holmes later on at 2 o'clock.
Looking for Layla in all the wrong places.
How about we ask our audience members to come up here and do the resets for us? Well, give me the script. Go ahead.
That's a long script.
That is
playing with fire.
Yeah. What are we? We're like Rahimi and Harris with Grody. And also Spiegel,
Matt Spiegel in for Layla.
How dare you, sir? They ditched the with. I am now an and.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
Mark. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. You know, I was a with Grody. Uh-huh. I was a sometimes Grody.
Hey, man.
Now I'm an and Grody.
I should really be more sensitive to that. Marshall, I was once the in the Danny Mac show. Like, it was basically Mac and Spiegs, but it was just
the Danny Mac show.
It was the Danny Mac show, so I was somebody
in
there.
How did that work, Spiegel? Did you eventually say, can I just get something up there?
I believe it was year 3, and he said, the apprenticeship is over.
Shout out to Dan McGill.
And we went to Mac and Speaks. Oh, my God. And that was that.
By the way, by any chance, did you talk on the telephone today with Dan McNeil?
I did not. Did you?
I did talk on the telephone today with Dan. And then he what called somebody else that I knew as well. He loves the Bears. That's what I learned from Dan McNeil. He absolutely loves the Bears.
A lot of people do.
Marshall, you feel it, man. This town, it's special.
They're waiting. They cannot wait.
Oh.
They cannot wait. That's been the problem.
But the thing is, like, and this is where I understand where Grody's coming from with the institutional skepticism. The last 2 weeks, oh, boy. Like, the ones before this one, you got Pat Manley coming out going, same old Bears.
Oh, yeah.
That was his first thought after the second
game.
No,
Pat, I'm trying to tell you, when Patrick Manley was on with us last week, Grody was having Robbie write down the prescriptions he should be taking for his unwellness.
I got him up to 20 milligrams of Lexapro because he was very upset. He said he sounded depressed.
Daily?
He was down. Yeah, 20 milligrams. We started at 10.
You're prescribing for Pat.
Pat Manley. Yeah, well, I got my own supply. But I said 10 milligrams, and then he kept on with the depression. I'm so like, Robbie, let's bump that up.
But that's
10
the thing,
milligrams.
And that's institutionally based. So it's hard to divorce yourself from it with just 1 week, you know? But what are we doing? I mean, this is me. Like, people laugh at me and do the whole, like, oh, speaks, good vibes, babe, whatever. What's the choice? I like optimism. I feel better when I'm optimistic. I function better.
But you say that, but I think there's a certain practicality that sneaks in. Like, when you're going through the 10-game losing streak last year, what were you being optimistic about when you saw Matt Eberflus still going out there every single week?
Great
question.
I was optimistic that there was going to be change. And then I could get a new regime and that might work out well.
And
that was hard to trust because of the bosses. And all offseason was hard to trust that. But then something happened. Kevin Warren made the McCaskies say yes to $14 million coach and gave him all the control.
So that
was a big change. That's why I celebrated it so much.
I think the biggest change came at the beginning when they were like, you know what, we need to move on from him right now. And remember, there were three people in the room.
Yeah.
Kevin Warren, Ryan Poles, George McCaskey. One of those people did not want to get rid of him in season. Just think about that.
Yeah, it's George,
Yes. Yeah. And the fact that that happened, to me, was a big step that allowed all those other things to become.
100%. That's why Kevin Warren gets credit, man. He can drive you crazy on a million things, but if he's the guy that convinced ownership to actually step into the modern world, then that is a win.
That is also why, like, you can be excited about, what is to come. I guess the divorce maybe is starting to occur. Because Ben Johnson is here, and give him a lot of credit too for the way he called the game the other day.
Oh my God, he had a monster game. He was the superstar on Sunday. That was a coach tour de force, the first of hopefully many.
This segment on The Score is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Wow.
It is the Rahimi, Harris, and Grody Show with Matt Spiegel live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. We've got Nico Horner coming up at noon. Patrick Manley, we'll see how he's feeling, will join us at 11 o'clock. So that's coming up here in just a little bit. But next, we are going to talk about a gentleman on the defensive side of the football for the Bears, Tyreek Stevenson, who had an excellent game. He was wholly entertaining yesterday during his press conference with the media out at Hallis Hall. We will bring some of that back to you and talk about what Tyreek Stevenson obviously means to the Bears. Live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan, area, limitation, and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.